Thank you so much to the Unitarian Universalist Church of Palo Alto and to Reverend Amy for the invitation to return and preach here this morning. It is a joy and an honor. I work as a hospice chaplain during the week, and I have a lot of hospice patients here in the Palo Alto, Redwood City area, so I'm often passing your beloved church, and it's a joy to be here for Sunday morning worship. Thank you so much to Sarah, our worship associate. Thank you to Reverend Kat and Greg for the time for all ages. Thank you so much to Larry for your gifts of music, to Jesse and Kevin and the whole tech team. Jeff, your church administrator. It takes a whole village to make Sunday service happen here as it's happened every Sunday since 1947 in the heart of Palo Alto. In these times of rage and resistance, I've never been more thankful to be a Unitarian Universalist. I've never been more thankful for our rainbow flags waving proudly on the street, for our Black Lives Matter banners, for our collective efforts to organize our communities in this town, in this state, and across this nation. In the wake of the increasing oppression and injustice, as racism and sexism, homophobia and Islamophobia mingle with Christian nationalism, as ICE raids and racial profiling, attacks on the poor, on women, on the LGBT community, the undocumented, and so many of us on the margins, we find that Unitarian Universalists are forging new ways to resist together. We are, what would it take for Unitarian Universalism to really become the anti-racist, anti-oppressive, multicultural, multi-religious faith movement we know in our bones, that the highest levels and visions and aspirations of our faith call us to be? Are we willing to confront and name the white supremacy culture that surrounds us? That's inside each of us. That's inside every institution of this nation founded on the sins of genocide, slavery, and white supremacy. How even our faith, our beloved Unitarian Universalist faith, rooted in New England Puritanism, is part of this situation. How can we challenge the fascist white supremacy culture in the highest levels of our government if we can't challenge them here, between the differences between Palo Alto and East Palo Alto, between the differences between all of us here in this room together, between our neighbors, between our congregants, between us face to face? One of the most powerful ways we resist white supremacy culture is to build people of color communities within Unitarian Universalism. Have you all heard about DRUM before? So let's say it with me. DRUM stands for Diverse and Revolutionary Unitarian Universalist Multicultural Ministries. Now let's say that together. I know it's a lot, right? DRUM. Diverse and Revolutionary Unitarian Universalist Multicultural Ministries. DRUM is Unitarian Universalism's largest and oldest people of color network. It began in 1997, just a few miles from here in Los Gatos, California. And it was the African American ministers of the faith and the Latino Latinx ministers banded together in 1997 that gave us DRUM as we know it today. Now, I became active with DRUM back 20 years ago when I was in college at UC San Diego, and DRUM was active with youth and young adults. We were organizing events for Unitarian Universalists of color, and it was an amazing time. It really, if it was not for DRUM, I would not be the ordained Unitarian Universalist queer Filipino American minister that I am today, and I'm just so thankful for the vision of our faith that we need our folks of color to be organized. And so all Black Indigenous people of color UUs are invited to join us next weekend. We're having our DRUM California summer retreat. So if you know any folks of color that would be interested, it's gonna be Saturday, August 2nd at First UU San Francisco. And then it ends on Sunday, August 3rd at the UU Church of Redwood City. So just down the street, we're going to be joined with hopefully about 30 to 40 people of color UUs from all across the state. So Drum California was really born for such a time as this. As Black civil rights activist Frannie Lou Hamer said, "Nobody is free until everybody is free." What would it look like if Unitarian Universalists had active people of color caucuses and communities in our churches? What would it look like if we could meet quarterly on a regional level? Now, like many Unitarian Universalists of color, there's a cost of being forced out from our more conservative but diverse religious communities. I know that was my case growing up in the conservative Filipino-American Catholic Church. It wasn't until I started coming out to myself, coming out to my family, that I knew the Catholic Church couldn't hold me anymore. And I was searching for a progressive faith rooted in anti-racism, rooted in collective liberation, rooted in understanding that none of us are free until all of us are free. Now, in a book centering Navigating Race, Authenticity, and Power in Ministry, edited by UU minister Reverend Mitra Ranema, an Iranian-American UU minister, she talks about Reverend Dr. Natalie Maxwell Finemore, lead minister of the UU Church in Shelter Rock. She talks about why she, as a Black woman, can't deny her love for our faith. She mentions the story of Shirley Chisholm, who was asked why she, as a Black woman, was running for president. "You don't have a chance," they said. "Why are you doing that?" they told Shirley Chisholm. And Shirley said, "Because I am in love with an America that does not yet exist." And that's how Unitarian Universalism is also. I am in love with a Unitarian Universalism that does not yet exist. I'm in love, but I have to hold both the love for that thing and the reality. It does not yet exist. It may not even exist in my lifetime or in that of my children, but I can't deny my love for it. You know, wanting to be there in that struggle. That's why I'm fighting. I'm in love with a Unitarian Universalism that does not yet exist. Wow. When I first heard those words as a queer BIPOC UU minister, I resonated so deeply with it. We have so much work to do if we are to become that anti-racist, anti-oppressive, multicultural faith movement that represents the best of who Unitarian Universalists have always been. Collective liberation is both an individual and a community process. According to the multi-religious community in Flesh, collective liberation asks different things of different people. There is no universal path. Depending upon relationships to various systems and legacies of power, different actions and beliefs must be practiced as freedom. White people have different pathways than Black, Indigenous, people of color. Queer people have different pathways than straight people. Each of us has our own sacred work to do in the individual and collective struggle that is liberation. I hope you all check out the recently released new UUA Mosaic Anti-Racism Lifespan Curriculum. The full curriculum was just released a few months ago. And what I love about the new UUA Anti-Racism Lifespan Curriculum is that it's an OWL-like program. So there's anti-racism training for first graders, second graders, third graders, middle school, high school, BIPOC folks, white folks, young adults, older adults. There's something in this curriculum for everyone. Along with the UUA Mosaic Anti-Racism Curriculum, the long-awaited UUA virtual hymnal, Sing Out Love, was released at General Assembly. And so this Sing Out Love is the latest in the hymnals, but it's an all-online hymnal. The vision of Sing Out Love is to build a living collection of song resources through accessible, equitable online platform grounded in UU values. This virtual hymnal will help Unitarian Universalism live our prophetic calling as a joyful, liberatory, and anti-oppressive faith. Now it is said that in church we rehearse the kingdom of God. Now what would that look like for Unitarian Universalists? How can we work on cultivating authentic relationships rooted in justice, liberation, and equity? Can we talk openly about the privileges and oppressions we carry? About racism and sexism and homophobia and stuff that's deeply in all of us? Can we remember the words of Australian activist Lila Watson, "If you have come here to help me, you are wasting your time. But if you have come because you know that your liberation is bound up with my liberation, then let us work together." We are the ones we've been waiting for, my friends. It is through the fire of struggle that strong and resilient communities are formed. Our movement, our ancestors, and our faith are no stranger to struggle. We've been here before. Fighting for collective justice and equity is who we are as Unitarian Universalists. May we each be the resistance our community needs us to be. All of us need all of us to make it. Amen, and blessed be.